This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, May 22nd, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Support for KUAF comes from Greenhouse Grill, featuring a seasonal menu of organic, locally grown produce and all-natural meats, plus organic beer and wines. Brunch and live music each Sunday until 2 p.m. Located at 481 South School in Fayetteville's Mill District, and on the web at greenhousegrill.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas talks to Bill Halter, who's running for Arkansas governor in 2014. Plus, Gordon Family Tree, a movie filmed in the region, premieres tonight in Northwest Arkansas, and more.
First, Arkansas State Treasurer has officially resigned after federal prosecutors accused her of taking cash payments from a broker who handled a large amount of the state's investment portfolio. Democrat Martha Schaffner resigned effective yesterday from the office she's held since 2007 and was reelected to in 2010. She was barred by term limits from seeking reelection next year. Democrats and Republicans alike called for Schaffner to step down after the FBI arrested her in a sting operation. Democratic House Minority Leader Greg Letting, among many, calling for immediate resignation.
Certainly, given the new information that came about in the last couple of days, I believe it is in the best interest of that office and the state of Arkansas for her to resign as soon as possible. And if she doesn't, we would certainly support calling a special session to address the matter.
Schaffner is accused of taking at least $36,000 in cash. At least two of the payments from the broker were allegedly delivered to Schaffner in a pie box. Democratic Governor Mike Beebe was also among those who called for Schaffner to resign. The governor can appoint someone to serve the rest of her term.
The severe weather that brought heavy winds, several inches of rain, and widespread lightning to the area earlier this week serves as a reminder that spring is the time of year when severe weather is more likely. Robert McGowan, the director of Benton County Emergency Services, says a little preparation can help make sure that you aren't caught off guard if severe weather strikes.
Biggest thing is be aware of the surrounding and be aware of the weather conditions that you're facing. Want people to either sign up for BC Alert or monitor your TV and your radio stations, a weather radio, so when any event is going to affect our area, they'll be notified and know what they're going to be facing in the area, what to do, to have a plan to protect themselves and their family.
BC Alert is Benton County's emergency alert system that can send alerts to an email account, smartphones and other cell phones, and to landlines. In addition, most cities in Washington County and the county itself provide the Code Red or similar emergency notification services. Authorities are also reminding residents of the statewide initiative known as Smart 911 that is free of charge to everyone. At the website smart911.com, Arkansans can create a profile with information for first responders, information like medical conditions for anyone in your home, if you have pets or children, or if there are any special instructions for entering your residence. Latricia Woodruff, spokesperson for the Conway Police Department, notes even if Smart 911 hasn't made it to your area, you can still sign up.
It's going to be in every police agency, dispatch center. Now, some agencies are maybe a little slower to get theirs, but say, for example, if you lived outside of Conway and that area is not on the Smart 911 system yet, it would still behoove you to go in and sign up, because if you come and get groceries here in Conway, or you on the interstate, or you go to Pulaski County, you're still in that system.
Several counties and cities are already using the Smart 911 service, as Arkansas was the first state to adopt the technology.
Speaking of storms, City of Bentonville yesterday issued a release stating a citywide cleanup of debris from Monday's windstorm will be held starting at 7 a.m. Tuesday, June 4th. The 2 weeks buffer time is meant to allow residents enough time to collect and place debris curbside for pickup. The city will pick up all vegetative debris, such as limbs, sticks, and leaves. City does ask that no tree limb exceeds 6 feet in length or 14 inches in diameter.
Walmart is making efforts to draw the public's attention to products made in Arkansas. Local companies and lawmakers joined in the launching Monday to highlight thousands of Arkansas-made items on the shelves. The program, called Arkansas's Own, will help customers easily find and buy things made from the state. Governor Mike Beebe.
Let's manufacture in Arkansas. Let's make the products in Arkansas, and let's sell those products. So For all the reasons that have been stated, for the creation of jobs, for the spurring of the economy, for Arkansas pride, we know we can make stuff as well or better than anybody in the whole world.
Michelle Gluckler is with Walmart.
As part of our U.S. manufacturing effort and as part of Arkansas's own, Walmart has made renewed commitments to Hannah's Candles. Our goal with Hannah's Candles is lofty, and I'm going to give you those numbers. We're going to go from roughly $4 million last year to $30 million in Hannah's Candles in 2013. Hannah's Candles is just one of many examples.
The company is investing $50 billion over 10 years on American-made products.
Within the next 2 weeks, law enforcement officials can try out electronic traffic tickets. Officials hope this will take effect by the end of this year. Bill Sadler, spokesman for the Arkansas State Police, says e-tickets can enhance the safety of law enforcement and cut down the time needed to issue a ticket.
Well, the most beneficial element of the program is to allow for instantaneous downloading of this citation to a central server where local courts can access these tickets rather than wait for the tickets to be delivered by law enforcement in a paper form. Sometimes that could take a day or two. Sometimes it could take up to a week before the clerks could have access to the tickets.
Sadler says the program can also allow violators to pay fines online.
The Great Arkansas Treasure Hunt, an effort to find the owners of unclaimed property, is going through some changes this year that allow for online searches and claims. Deputy Auditor of State Janet Harris says replacing the old paper system will improve claimant satisfaction and speed of service.
The search is very easy, very simple, and the e-filing process is also pretty simple as well. And we just encourage everyone to go out there and look. It's our job to make sure we put this money back in the hands of the original owner, and that's what we'd like to do.
Harris says there is nearly $30 million of unclaimed property owned by up to one in five Arkansans. The expedited claims process has moved the claims period from the fall to the spring. There is about 1 month left to visit auditor.ar.gov to search for your name and any unclaimed property.
Mostly clear tonight. Lows will be in the mid-50s in northwest Arkansas, around 60 for the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Highs from 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows from 55 to 60.